We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Total Information AM on KMOX with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 9:21. The St. Louis Bourbon Festival is next month. It's October 21st on Cherokee Street, South City. Starts at the Lemp Grand Hall, runs through the Lemp Mansion, and joining us in studio to talk about it, Drew Chostner, James Thomas from the St. Louis Bourbon Society. Great to have you on KMOX.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
He's pouring, Tom. He's pouring.
Speaking my language.
He was telling me to take my glass out. Okay.
Oh, yep.
That's why they gave us glasses.
Yeah, these are beautiful. I'll take a picture and post it. What is the St. Louis Bourbon Society?
Essentially, back in 2016, kind of sat in bed one day thinking, came back from the Bourbon Trail and thought, you know, why isn't there any kind of social group in St. Louis? Created a Facebook page, really started out with doing just some kind of industry news, sharing reviews, things like that, and didn't really do much social interaction other than online. Well, somebody messaged the page just a short time later, and that was Mr. Drew, and I said, he said, do you guys do events or anything like that? And I'm like, well, I'd love to, but I kind of need some help. The group's kind of growing. If you'd like to join, you know, let's do it.
So a stranger reaches out to you and says, let's do this.
We met up and had a drink. And like I said, that's kind of where it all blossomed. So, it went from, you know, a couple hundred people on social media to now being a group of over 12,000 people, you know, all across the Midwest and beyond that are really helping to what we call increase the fellowship and the spirit, if you will.
I love it.
Very nice. I am a big fan of bourbon. Now, Drew, there is whiskey and then there is bourbon. What is the difference?
It's small technicalities. I mean, all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. And people have heard that before, but really it comes down to back in 1964, the lobbyists in the Kentucky kind of industry, bourbon industry, wanted to have their own American spirit that they can call, you know, for themselves, you know. So they basically took whiskey and then refined it a little bit more to have higher criteria so that not potentially everybody can make it. So they did some small things, and they actually passed a legislation on that. It was actually the Bourbon Act of 1964.
Right.
Yeah.
And so since then, you know, and back then the industry was struggling poorly, badly. So they had to do something, right? So it was kind of a little bit of a marketing ploy, and it didn't work for many years. So it took decades for it to start to ramp up, and then by the mid-1970s, 74 was the highest peak production of bourbon in the country's history and still has not been beat, even today, with what's going on in the industry. You look around and bourbon's everywhere, but really, as far as amount of bottles being drank, we still have not exceeded 1974. Next year, they believe bourbon will finally exceed that peak from back then. Yeah.
Before we talk about what you have poured in this beautiful glass, because I love a good glass. There it is. Yeah. Bourbon's having a moment. It really is. And I wonder if it is in part due to the celebrity focus, if you will, on producing adult beverages. You have George Clooney's tequila, along with Cindy Crawford and her husband. They sold that for, let me get this figure right, $1 billion.
Yeah.
Are those kinds of things having an effect on bourbon? Are movies having an effect on this increased love of bourbon?
Yeah.
Everything.
It really is, I think, all of it. I was just looking at this today. This just came out on Fox News today that there were 11.4 billion barrels that are currently aging in Kentucky. So clearly more than people. So it's definitely... you know, it's just really grown exponentially. And, you know, St. Louis the whole state of Missouri, honestly, is a really growing market for bourbon. So that was really the idea of our our festival is really to try to capture a little bit of that magic and at the same time kind of highlight our city and some of the great things that are going on here.
Who is the bourbon drinker? Is it younger? Is it all over?
You know, years ago, you could definitely define a bourbon drinker, but not today. It's every demographic.
Yeah, no way.
I mean, basically from 21 years old up until, you know, whatever, 80, 85. I mean, you should see the vast amount of people that come to our events. It's everything. It's everybody. And it's great. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if you're male, female, or how old you are. I mean, bourbon can be for everybody.
It
was meant to be that way, too.
Yeah, we see all the people that actually join our page. So we see a lot of times also what they do for a living and all kinds of things demographic-wise. It has literally been just kind of shocking to see everywhere from guys that hang drywall all the way to, female bank presidents. So, Major League Baseball players. So we're
Talk show hosts.
Yeah, I mean, we're often shocked by the people and the interest that bourbon that it creates, among the demographics.
I was at my husband and I were at a restaurant recently, and I think this is a part of it too. The presentation is remarkable. Like there was some sort of smoke, and they took the orange peel, they lit it on fire, and then they waved it over the drink, and they, voila.
It was magic. Bourbon magic.
So talk about what magic is in this glass.
So this is actually going to be something that we picked special for this year's Bourbon Festival, and it is it's a barrel that came from Old Elk Distillery, which is out of Fort Collins, Colorado. So their master distiller, his name is Greg Metzi, and he was the former master distiller of MGP, which is a very large, one of the largest distilleries in the country, and he broke away and started a distillery with the guy that actually owns Otterbox. And
the cell phone
production company, right? So they have a great brand out in Colorado called Old Elk. And we were lucky enough to go out to the distillery a couple months ago and pick this, which is an 8-year-old weeded bourbon. So this comes in at about 115 proof.
Good way to start the morning.
And yeah, I was going to say, good morning to you. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So.
True.
So, but this is a wonderful weeded bourbon. So,
what does that mean?
So
weeded.
The mash bill in and of itself will be, it has to be at least 51% corn to be considered a bourbon. So this is going to have a high weeded mash bill, which oftentimes will give it a little bit smoother taste. Also sometimes even a little bit on the sweeter end
as well. Caramel. Do I smell caramel?
Vanilla, those kinds of things versus a rye. Which you're going to get, think about rye, right? Rye bread, you're going to get more of the characteristics of rye, which can often be spiciness, those kinds of things. So
that's very good. We're going to drink this neat, obviously.
Yes.
115.
John, tell them what neat means.
That means poured in a glass without ice.
There it is.
About a finger of...
And room temperature.
And there's no wrong way. We'll never tell somebody how to drink their whiskey or their bourbon, but... all we ask is that maybe try it neat initially, and then from there you can adjust it to your palate. So if you need to add a little bit of water to it, that's the best way. You can do ice. We just say that ice is uncontrollable. It melts at a rate you can't handle. So if you do that, then the bourbon in your glass will change every time you sip it. Whereas you just add some drops of water, you can control that, and then you can adjust it to whatever suits you best.
We got to let you go, but October 21st, the festival started from just being in one building to now three streets are shut down. What can people expect?
Yeah, just a really great time, a great experience. It's going to be in the early evening, 4 to 9. The 4 to 5 hours for VIP, but 5 to 9 is for GA. And we have a lot of great presenters, so please go to www.stlouisbourbonfestival.com and you can see everything that we have going on.
I will be there. I'll tell you what, I've had Old Elk. It's really good. This is really good. I haven't had this one.
Yeah.
Really this bottle's actually just for our Bourbon Festival. It'll be available for sale for the festival.
Yeah. That's awesome. And there will also be scotch there as well.
Yeah. Scotch
beverage
whiskey.
From all over the world.
Yes. Well, scotch there, whiskey, bourbon, rye.
Japanese whiskey.
Yep,
fantastic.
Japanese, so it'll be a great time.
Go to the website, get your tickets.
Yeah, I know. We also have 15 bourbon celebrity presenters who will be there. It's an add-on ticket, but you're definitely going to want to grab one of those, too.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks for
the drink. Thanks for the glass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.